Hello, Casey. How are you keeping? Good black that was, really good. Really, really funny. That post in the bus stop.
No comment. I don't know what you're talking about. You're off your tree, you are.
Yeah, I know. Somebody else has had a really good idea about putting posters up, you know. They've had a really good idea about it. In fact, I've got to have a meeting with MTT because I'm really trying to stop him. Really trying to stop this bloke. He rang me up. Apparently, he's got a piece of a newspaper cutting about the fine with Hitchcock next to his Ferrari. And he's all for going round saying he's, you know, making some allegations about Hitchcock and his Ferrari and where he has his holidays and sticking them up round Bartley Green.
You're sticking what up? Talking to him for?
Excuse me talking to him, so I've got a warning really, because he's very serious. They've had an idea, listening to MTT and you and SVL talking about the posters. They've had an idea, you know, to copy what they did, what you did with me, which was really funny, and they think it'd be even funnier if they put a poster up with a photograph of MTT, and I think it's some connection between his holiday spot and these Smith girls who are coming back from Thailand.
Oh, I see. So putting posters up round the country gives you a little kick, does it, Malcolm?
Oh, no, it's not me. I'm not putting them up. I'm trying to stop them. I'm trying to stop them doing this, you know. I mean, we know you didn't put a poster up of me in your front room, and that's why the police came. which was quite good. I enjoyed that. And, but this fellow, when he heard about you, when he heard you talking about it, he thought it was such a good idea, and you people seem to do anything and get away with everything. He thought, well, perhaps if he gets this newspaper cut in, he could do the same thing. I think it's a superb idea, but really, it's not fair, and it's not cricket, and I'm trying to stop him. G0ML.
Yes, well, Kelvin keeps talking over the top of you, so I missed most of what you got. Yeah, well, you seem to get away with quite a lot coming round and kicking people's doors so they nearly come off the hinges. I mean, I don't think you realise how bad you've reacted to, well, allegedly me putting up some posters, but, oh dear, I think you ought to check your information where it comes from, first of all, before you start going around making allegations against people. Anyway, you're mad, Malcolm. I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, well, as I say, the thing is, this business of the poster with MTT, you'll have to get him. We'll have to have a meeting, that's all, because they're going to go up. I mean, it was quite obvious from the television. Well, it's quite obvious where they live. And this bloke says he's going to stick them on a few lampposts. MTT's photograph, the money he makes, his holidays, the Ferrari, the Porsche, and he's going to go up, and I want to stop him. I just want it stopped. G0ML.
All right, Malcolm must be a member of the Laughing Policeman Society, the way he keeps talking to him. Must be involved in this conspiracy somewhere along the line. G1LTJ, G4ZTD, mobile.
No, Kelvin, Malcolm's
afraid. I know I'm as bad as them, and I've reduced myself down to their level. But I'm not one of them, believe you me. In fact, I got in fine £10,000, so I don't know what your assistance was towards the Laughing Policeman Society. If you just let me have a few more words, this is the end of me anyway on this frequency.
Good, Malcolm. I hope you jump up and down in a frenzy on your radio. If you're not welcome round here at 10:30 at night kicking people's doors, I'll believe me.
Yeah, well, we didn't, you know, that's the usual Laughing Policeman Society propaganda. It was strange that I had to get the police to call. I asked two kids passing your house, you were too busy, whilst your wife was screaming, talking to your friends on the telephone. Anyway, you'll have to tell him, give him a bell, and it seems that this chap off CF somewhere is quite determined to do this, but we'll have to negotiate, I suppose. G0ML.
Buffoon, and whoever is putting up the posters, they seem to have done exactly what they wanted to do. So, there you go. sorted you out, didn't it, Malcolm? Well, you had a bit of fun, didn't you? I just spent all evening ringing up my friends and telling them how bloody stupid you'd been.
Oh, yes, by the way, I forgot about those posters. Yeah, plus the fact, although it was a good blag, and I really appreciate it, quite funny, I thought, I've had a word with the solicitor of Mandrell. He was the solicitor who dealt with the DTI case. And I've got to speak to him on Tuesday, but from what I can gather, then we're going to run you on a civil side, and MTT and SVL. So that should be interesting. G0MAL, that's why I called the police to get the posters out of your house. G0MAL.
Well, whatever you do, Malcolm, don't waste any money on it, will you? Because you'll be dead in a few years, you need all the money you've got.
Well, you've got a death wish, and this is the game of poker. And this is your 10 with another 10. So as I say, I'm speaking to my solicitor, well not my solicitor, I'll appoint him on Tuesday when I speak to him. And he knows the background to it, so it won't take as long to explain, will it? But in the meantime, of course, we've got to do something about this person. You see, people heard you talking about making the posters. I know it's hard to prove, but if you ask your solicitor friends, you will find that civil actions are a little bit easier to prove than criminal actions. And with one as bad as MTT in the witness box, I think we'll prove that one as well. So anyway, I've got to take advice on this matter. But the evidence is, of course, in the right place. And we have photographs of the bus stop and various other things. So, but it's this other poster that's worrying me. I don't want it to happen. G0MAL.
Well, I think you've not got a lot of fans out there, Mr. William Malcolm Bowden of 106 Manor Lane, Howells Owen, because it seems to be that they're jamming you out all the time. So I don't want to talk to you anyway. I quite enjoy your buffooning antics, which are rather entertaining. It keeps the Laughing Policeman Club certainly laughing, I'll tell you. Anyway, this is golf number 7, Kilo Charlie X-Ray, clearing the frequency and not acknowledging any more calls. I'm too busy to be mucking around with silly, trivial antics like Mr. Bowden gets up to. I hate to see old men wasting their pension on trivial things.
Yes, 15 grand at trivial things, my boy. And waste our pension we will. Mr. Mandrell, we'll have the posters and that'll be it. We'll see what happens. We have obviously got police statements coming in, so yadda. G0MAL going clear with G7KCX. All the best.
Lane Hales Owen, West Midlands. That, the police were not willing to take a statement from myself. I think there's a bit of corruption going on there.
I think that's the end of the conversation.
No, you'll be able to make it. Of course, I suppose you told the people how you were whimpering and whining on the doorstep when they turned up, and of course I was on your drive and they spoke to me inadvertently first. Although I called them, of course. A really good blag. I don't think that is, obsessive when you go to all that trouble to print these things and distribute them. Oh, by the way, to any radio amateurs out there, if they could send me any of these, where they find them, anybody on my side, so with just a little note on them, where they were found, I will also hand those to my solicitor. But still, have fun, have a laugh, great fun. It doesn't look quite so good in the cold light of court. G0MAL.
Winding them up, and everybody slags me off for doing that. I don't know.